Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome one and all. Greetings, Kingdom citizens. We thank you for joining us tonight on More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. Hallelujah. We have just celebrated 9 years, Sister Girl Network, Inc. platform. We celebrated 9 years on Saturday. Walking in spiritual authority. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God is so good. I thoroughly enjoy myself on Saturday, fellowshipping with the sister girls and brother men. Oh, may God continue to bless each and every one that is connected to the platform as he moves us, from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Tonight on Spiritually Minded is Peace in Life. We're talking about the power within is not temporary. The power within is not temporary. Let us acknowledge our Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you praise and we give you honor. Lord, we give you praise and honor, not for what you do, but because of who you are. You are the King of kings and Lords of lords. You are our Alpha and our Omega. You are the first and the last. Hallelujah. You are the Rose of Sharon. Oh, Father, we thank you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Hallelujah. We thank you for sending your one and only begotten Son to save us. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you for the Comforter. Hallelujah. The Spirit of faith. Hallelujah. Spirit of trust, your Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you. Oh, Father, we ask that you cleanse each and every one of our hearts and renew a right spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind up distractions and interference in the name of Jesus. And we loose in our atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. Peace, understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. Divine peace, understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Welcome to More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. We invite you to call in and join us at 516-595-8307, or you can link in through blogtalkradio.com/more insight. We thank God for each and every one of you. And so tonight we're going to definitely piggyback off of the previous part of Spiritually Minded is Peace in Life. When we was on the call last, that was part four, and we stopped at confession. Understanding why we confess is crucial for us going through the process and moving from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset. It is so essential to our journey that regardless if we fall short, slow down, we never give up or give in. Hallelujah. Into his grace and knowledge. 1 Peter 1:13-16 tells us, therefore, gear up the lines of your mind, be sober, and rest your hopefully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourself to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:13-16. You know, I always talk about the Word of God, because it's very essential that it becomes part of our lives, not because someone is making us, but because we have a desire, we have a thirst and hunger. That's what it's about. It becomes personal to us. The thirst and hunger is real. And so as we get in the Word of God, we understand, the Holy Spirit give us revelation, even on scriptures that we might have heard since a little girl, they become alive to us because now it's personal. Now it's a desire there. Now it's a thirst and a hunger. And so we no longer just looking at the promises of the Father, but we also recognizing warnings, instructions, and prophecy. Now when we look at 1 Peter 1, 13 to 16. Now, you guys know I always tell you, you know, to get your journal. You know, I, 2 years ago, I really started pushing you all to start writing in your journals when I was talking about dreaming. But I think we have to get in the habit of writing it down, having a journal or something to write on when you come on more insight as I give you certain scriptures, you know, and you go back and you read them, test every spirit, hallelujah. You go back and test my spirit, right? You go back to the Word of God. So 1 Peter 1, 13 through 16, the first thing it tells us, it says, therefore, gear up the lines of your mind. That means the lines of your mind mean get ready. Get ready for hard work or battle, right? Get up the lines of your mind. Then after it tells you that, because it's telling you to get ready for hard work and battle, gear up the lines of your mind. Then it tells you how. Be sober. How? Rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And then it tells you, as obedient children. See, we have a part in this journey. We have a part in our journey. And so as we allow the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the Holy Spirit, to come forth, hallelujah, as we allow the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the Holy Spirit, to come forth, I want you to get your pens and your paper or your journal, and I want you to write down whatever spirit I'm talking about tonight that you have further questions with, whatever I'm talking about when it comes to the point where we're going to go back and talk about why it's essential to confess, denounce, repentance, set free. We have to understand those things are essential for our process, our growth in our journey from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset, right? And so we did mention in part four, the last time we was on the call, we talked about the, not in details, but it was mentioned. And so we talked about the cosmic demons, right? Those are higher levels. And I mentioned a few of them, which was the religious spirit, the vice spirit, household items, and natural spirits, ancestral spirits, institutionalized spirits, territorial spirits, right? But then the Holy Spirit told me that I can't talk about that level, that cosmic level, that higher level, before I bring in a cup of the lower level, right? And one thing about the spirit realm, this is, well, it's in the natural things, there's different levels of things, right? The different levels, just like education is different levels, right? Just like when we deal with things, even when we deal with sports, there's different levels. That's the same spirit realm. That's the same. And so we have to deal with it, the inner healing in the ground level spiritual warfare before we hit the cosmic demon one. Now, the inner healing process has been walking in truth about our mind, will, and emotions. You know, on Saturday, I share that sometimes Abba, our Father, would take us back and bring things to our remembrance, right? Because sometimes we feel like we forget, right? We forget, we move on. And then, you know, we haven't forgot, like we lost the memory, but it has been moved to our subconscious, right? So we moving on. And sometimes the Holy Spirit wants us to remember certain things, right? And it's not always bad. That's how much God loves us. It's not always bad that the Holy Spirit brings certain things to our remembrance. It's not always because he wants us to feel bad, but he wants us to remember certain things. Remember how his grace was upon us. Remember how we stood steadfast in the midst of it. Remember where we was 4 years ago, 1 month ago, and where we are now. Because it's about you having the confidence in God that you're changing. Because truth be told, folks don't want to have the folks in your life. Don't even want to see the new creature. They love that old creature. You know, so we don't get caught up in what they see, but it has to be where we move in the confidence of Father that we're growing, right? And so as God was taking me back over the 9 years, I've seen the process of the inner healing process. It's our soul that has to go to the transformation by the renewing of the mind, right? And so, as I said earlier, there are the things that we learn as we growing, right? And I always say, everybody light bulb don't go off at the same time, but it's the key to not give up or give in. The key is to keep pushing, right? And so there, as we get to a certain point of our journey, we understand that it's not just about the promises of God, but also his instruction, prophecy, right? I see 1 Peter 1:13-16. That was the scripture I started off with tonight. I said, the first thing it tells us is gear up the lines of your mind. That means get ready. Get ready for hard work or battle. Then it tells you, what's the next instruction in that? Be sober. So it's telling you how you're going to be able to gear up and get ready, right? Okay. It is the warnings, instructions, prophecies, and the promise that set the captives free. Through the Holy Spirit, we are capable of being persistent and resistant. We can't do it without the Holy Spirit. But it is in the knowledge of who we are. As kings and citizens, we rest upon our weapons. And so we have the word of God. And you all that have been listening or been with Sister Girl for years know that the word of God, you can't get away from it. Don't get caught up in no conspiracy theories and all that about the Holy Bible ain't real and all this and all that. Don't get caught up in it, okay? Because, see, when Daniel, which was prophecy, in Daniel, we are told when knowledge is released, the wise become wiser and the wicked become wickeder. And so knowledge is being released ever the more now. And so it got to go against, got to keep the lie up, okay, when it comes down to the word of God and who the word of God is talking about, majority, especially when it comes down to when you look at black people, when you look at people, the color, when you're looking at color, you know, ain't nobody trying to get all caught up in that. But let's be truthful. You know, you got to know that people, black people, you are God's people. It ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. But see, even the word of God tells you, see, Paul even tell you, don't get all caught up and think because you are God's people, God's chosen one, you get a free pass. You are held accountable even more. Our ancestors, that's why our ancestors went into slavery, because of being disobedient to the Father. Okay? Deuteronomy tell you everything. All right? So we have to understand who we are and whom we are. We have to be willing to go through the process. We have to understand that it is the warnings, instructions, and prophecies and the promises that set us free. Those the Son set free are free indeed. Right? Okay. So let's look at a couple low-level spirits, right? We're going to look at a couple low-level spirits. Right? And this, you still have to contend with warfare with these spirits. But I'm going to talk about a couple of them. And one I'm going to talk about is the family spirit. Now, I have a lot of notes because I have a lot of study I have done, right? So I ask for grace. If you're hearing paper moving, give me grace. I broke it down, trying to give you some of it tonight, right? So when we look at the family spirits are those that are inherited from generation to generation within families. In society, they routinely dedicate their children to gods and spirits. And when I say gods, I'm talking about the small letters, right? Okay. Now, that's why we must know who we serve for real, right? It's a lot of gods out here, right? And there's a lot of people out here that they know who they serve. They are truly part of Satan's kingdom, right? They understand spiritual things. They're not discarding it. They're not running from it. They are embracing it. And as kingdom citizens, if you have not heard a trumpet sound, I'm saying to you, wake up, wake up, wake up, okay? So when we look at the family spirits, right, and these are given rights. Now, these spirits are given rights through the dedication of newborn children to them, right? This is going generation to generation, even with the family spirit. Have to walk in truth that, you know, some of our ancestors touched certain things. They did certain rituals and dedication. They did certain things. And so we have to understand, like some of us don't even realize that certain things trigger a sound, a smell, a word triggers certain spirits, right? And so we don't understand why we react a certain way. And that's why the word of God is telling us that we must move from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset, right? And in doing that, that's life and peace, because then you understand your spiritual authority. You walk in it, right? That's your life. That's your come to life. And see, we don't get caught up on how people do us, because the word of God already tells us, as kingdom citizens, as God's chosen people, holy nation, holy priesthood, we are peculiar people. Look up peculiar. And what do I always say from one of my spiritual leaders that walked with me in my journey? What did I say that tidbit she gave us? When you looked up one word, you look up the opposite of that word, and that will help you understand the meaning of the word you are originally looking up, right? Precarious. Look it up. So we don't get caught up in how people see us. God said, you ashamed of me, I'm ashamed of you. So we cannot get caught up. So when we look at family spirits, and through these spirits may be strong and well hidden, it would take the power of Jesus to break all power passed down to these individuals by their ancestors to rend the spirit powerless. See, I always share about our agreement. See, because when we start rejecting certain things by not agreeing with it, right, and start using our weapon of warfare, whether it's through prayer, fasting, through the word of God, praise and worship, we start disagreeing, right? So see, then we're opening up to the Holy Spirit to lead us to show us some things, right? Then we start questioning stuff. And so we're always going to go back to our agreement. So even though we're dealing with a family spirit, and because it's a dedication that's going from generation to generation, those that's in the kingdom, as we grow, transformation by renewing of our mind from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset, we start rejecting certain things. So some crazy stuff start going on, right? Because we're not going along to get along. Because it has to be, we have to counsel their rights, right? This involves counseling their rights through the Holy Spirit. And see, we counsel their rights because they have been given permission from generation to generation through dedication, through vows, or anything else the ancestors did. Any permission given by the person or anyone in authority over the person, such as having a appeal to those spirits for healing or blessings, also need to be counseled, right? That's why it's all in our wording, right? That's why we have to be careful what we're saying. We're told that there is power in our tongue, right, for good or evil, right? So we have to even be careful what we're saying over our children. When our children is born, as they grow up, what are we speaking in their lives? In the name of Jesus. So even when we or our ancestors has appeared to those spirits for healing and blessings. And so that's why when we're praying and we warn, and we have to make sure that, you know, we ask God to forgive our ancestors for anything they may have touched and any covering they had made. And then we bind any covering, any agreement, in any agreement our ancestors have made over our bloodline in the name of Jesus. You know, we have to break that. We have to break that, but that's our prayer, because see, we pray without ceasing. But as we grow, we understand that when we are told to pray without ceasing, we do that. We pray as we going and are coming, but then there's come a time where their prayer has to go deeper, right? We're staying there long enough to go behind the veil where the Holy Spirit come forth in that prayer and reveal all things, right? And so we go deeper. And so we're knowing that we are in a season now. Oh, we are in some times now. I mean, really, some of that TV stuff, they can win nowadays. Before we know, we might walk out the door and this thing walking down the street, and it's a giant, right? It's a giant, because it's no coincidence that when you look at TV, they need you to touch and agree to these things, right? So when you really see them in the natural, outside, not on TV, ain't no problem, right? Ain't no problem. It's okay. They was on TV. Okay. You better know who runs Hollywood. Because they know who they serve. Hallelujah. They know who they serve. Ordinary spirits are those that gain a legal right to people because the people hang on to unforgiveness, anger, hatred, fear, shame, feeling of rejection, hurt, and the lack of. Did you hear me? Sometimes I'm going to speak on forgiveness. Forgiveness in a minute. You know, I carried that spirit with me for some years, and it's mainly because I was rejected from the womb. And then I constantly had to deal with rejection as I was coming up with a kid. And so I hold a lot of pain and a hurt. And so I moved on. I aged. I grew. Ooh, got married, had children. But there was that spirit was still upon me. And because of the deep-rooted hurt of it, it was strong. And this is one thing I learned in my healing and deliverance with unforgiveness. Is that the power that one who opened that door for that spirit to taint you because of pain or hurt, whatever, any harm they brought to you, will continue to have power over you. The freedom with forgiving your enemies, forgiving those who harm you, it is not giving them a pass for their behavior to free you. Because that spirit that brought that unforgiveness on you because of hatred or rejection, because of pain or hurt, because of rape or anything, that's what it was coming to do, destroy you. And the longer you hang on to it, because they don't acknowledge your pain and hurt, because they don't acknowledge their actions, the longer you will stay stuck there and block your blessings and never reach your potential. Because even if you don't see that person, that spirit is still leaning, and it will always find a way, a year, 2 years, 5 years, to gear its ugly head through another person or through that person that originally brought it upon you. You hear me? Do you hear me? And so we don't forgive because giving them a pass, or we don't think of forgiveness where they ain't apologize. We don't get all caught up in what they doing, because first of all, we pray for them, because whatever is attached to them that made them feel so angry and hate and had all that hatred is that's what those spirits move. They move from breast to breast. They come to destroy. And so we have to understand that when we hold on those certain things, talking about the ordinary spirit, we give that type of spirit legal right, because we're holding on to these things, holding on to unforgiveness, anger, hatred, fear, shame, feeling of rejection, hurt, and the like. These are the kind of problems we see most in deep level healing. And the rules of the universe seem to exist that when such human problems are not dealt with, the enemy has a legal right to enter that person. That's why we have to be so very careful of thinking that we can just move on without dealing with the root of our problems. We have to be so very careful that we say things like, we're going to love them from far. Ain't no such thing as love them from far. You either love or you don't. That far stuff, I don't even get that, right? You know, ain't no such thing of forgetting, because God didn't even create our mind about it. In our forgiveness, it's not about us remembering it. It's about how it affects us, right? And once we have been healed in that area, because why? Because we allow the process of going to the root of the problem, focusing on how we was affected, focusing on how we're holding on to it, not getting caught up on them, but it's about our healing, right? And see, that's what I always say. God wants you to be whole. God wants you to be set free. This journey is not a selfish journey where God
want you to be whole. You've got to be whole. He needs you free. He needs you healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. He's telling you the way to get there. It says those the sons set free are free indeed. That type of freedom, I'm telling you, that type of freedom, I wouldn't trade it in for nothing in the world. And I love everyone that's attached to me for real, but I love my dad more. I love him more. And the freedom that I have through him, I won't trade it in for nothing. I won't trade it in for nothing. See, ordinary demons gain right through a person wallowing in some negative emotions and sin. You hear me? Negative emotions and sin. That's why we talk about confession, right? Because it takes us a process, right? Because bad behavior feel good. Let's be truthful. It feel good. So it takes us falling down, getting up. It takes us getting fed up, tired of it. You know, it takes us, right? People can say what they want to say. Oh, you need to do better, be better. But it would take you to get tired. Enough is enough. Because it feel good. It feel good. Now, ordinary demons gain right through a person wallowing in some negative emotions or sin, or someone in authority over the person can give a demon permission to live in that person's authority. So that's why, you know, we are accountable for our children. That's why. That's why we are, right? And even we have, you know, might have had, people might have bad parents that didn't speak well of them, gave them demons permission. As whatever ground level demons, the person is usually quite unconscious of the presence of these spirits since they masquerade as the person's own thoughts or voice. Now, you guys know, I talk about those voices. Because we never talk about those things, but in reality, the Word of God even allow us to know that we're going to have a lot of different voices. Pour every thought into captivity under the obedience of Christ. Right? Exhort every imaginations. Right? They tell us. And so we have to walk in truth when we hear all these different and they not of God. And see, that's why when we're dealing with these type of spirits, that's why it is about an inner healing, right? And see, that's why I understand now. I understand now. Oh, I'm trying to tell you, it's okay when we don't understand the way God moving in our lives, because it comes a point where we have to trust him for real, for real. We have to have faith in the way it's moving. I know we can visualize our life, but truth be told, I had my life planned out, and it wasn't this. I'm trying to tell you, I did not chase for a calling. I had my whole life planned out from the point of it started when I got three daughters, and the twins are the youngest ones. When they got in high school, their first year, that's when I planned out my life. After they graduate, boom, 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 because I started working on my plan, right? I started working on my plan because I said, okay, and they in the 10th grade now, and two more years, boom, boom. Okay, so in two more years, I got to do this, I got to do that. Oh, I'm trying to tell you. But God said not so. See, that's why I take my journey so seriously. Because when I said yes, I said yes. But see, God already knew that because that's how he created me. And so I say all that to say this, right? That as we move in, Things might not look as you visualize it. Things might not work out the way you planned it, but you got to trust God. You got to trust God. So, the two low-level spiritual warfare, the two low-level spirits that I talked about was family spirit and an ordinary spirit. Now, the strong man must find an entry point, such as an invitation or emotional or spiritual problem in our life. Platform always dealt with within, because that's how God pulled on me. That's how I was delivered, healed, and made whole. And so sometimes we don't want to deal with certain things, or sometimes we think that we good. That's why I always pray, Lord, cleanse our hearts and renew a right spirit in us. We have to be willing to examine ourselves. Okay, now second. Now, what did we say strong man was? Because previous and the parts before now, we spoke about strong man. And the biblical let us know a strong man is Satan, is a demon. Right? So a strong man must have a legal right to stay. See, go back to the agreement. We give him permission. We got to stop giving permission. Now, this is the law and the spirit realm. They know that they have to have permission to stay, a legal right. So it's in your agreement. So no longer carnal mind moving, growing more and more spiritually mind. We understand. We don't walk around and be talking about everything ain't the devil and all that. We understand there's a spiritual realm and a natural realm. We understand that our Father who created us in his image, God is spirit, and they who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. We understand that we are spiritual beings first, right? We understand that there are things that we can't see, but we know it can affect our life spirit realm, right? We understand that. And so we walk in a conscious state of mind because of the Holy Spirit. And so when we sense something in the atmosphere, we learn. Lord, what is going on? I plead the blood of Jesus. We learn because we know everything that happened in the spirit realm affects the natural. And so even when I was talking Saturday, and I have said this plenty of times, and when we're on the highways and the byways, and all this speeding going on, look like they intentionally trying to constantly cut you off. You got the star warm right then and there. I bind you up, you speeding demons, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, send forth your host of angels in the name of Jesus. Put a hedge and protection around me. Oh, Father, send forth your warning. We got to start warning. We cannot touch and agree with nothing. We see all these folks speeding around, tripping us up, trying to run into us, and we trying to figure out, no, we ain't going to touch and agree. We're going to start warning. Pray about everything. Pray about everything. At first it says be anxious for nothing. Pray about everything with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, making your requests known to the Father. Those are instructions. What is that? What if we making our request known to the Father? Lord, send forth your warning angels, because we're dealing with some speeding demons. They trying to wipe us out. That's why on the notification through More Insight, I put my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Oh, that's so essential in our life now. So these demons, they know, Satan kingdom know that they must have a legal right to stay. Now, next I want to talk about it because we have to get to the part of the denouncing, repentance. We talked about confession, but we'll touch back on that a little bit. We have to get to that part because, see, we have to be made whole. We got to let things go in a healthy way, right? Not just letting it go, moving on, and thinking it's going to disappear. We let it go in a healthy way by dealing with the root of it, walking in truth of how it affects us, right? Okay, offering it to the Holy Spirit for healing, praying and fasting if that's what it takes, right? But we have to allow the Holy Spirit to come and show us our part of it, how it's affecting us, what we're holding on to, what is hidden in our heart. Only the Lord can search our heart to that degree. Why certain things trigger us. The Holy Spirit will show us that. The Holy Spirit will show us that. But before we get to denouncing, repentance and all, I want to talk about a couple of things because we have to talk about the behavior. We got to talk about certain things, right? Because we can be touch affected by these demons, right? Where first we deal with a spirit and then strongholds come on it. And then the strong man. And then you dealing with serious demons, right? And so through addiction behavior, right? When we first think or speak of addiction, we already think of smoking, drinking, drugs, gambling, sex, pornography. But there are addiction behavior like self-rejection, self-hatred, self-condemnation, envy, jealousy, which all contribute to low self-image. We have to deal with these things, right? Because we have to be made whole to move in our process, carnal mindset to spiritual mindset, to move in the journey of God's vision for you. How God wants to use you, the greatness he planted in you. See, these things are the enemy's favorite attitudes and habits to use for his purpose. You know, I definitely had addiction behavior, okay? I did drinking, smoking, drugging, all of it. Gambling. Only thing I probably didn't do was sex part because even in the world, I was a gem, right? I was too valuable. You ain't laying up with me, but we ain't doing all that. But all the rest, yeah, all right? Now, the attitude with the addictive behavior, like the self-rejection, the self-hatred, and self-condemnation and all that. Now, that attitude part I didn't have, but the habit part I have is all the same to the degree it is a addictive behavior. And so we have to walk in truth these things, right? We have to walk in truth. And this is why the word of God is essential in spiritual warfare. This is why the word of God is our weapon, right? Because it's through the word of God, because you're thirsting and you're hungering. Because you desire to know God, to draw closer to him because you know he's going to be closer to you. He revealed things. He showed you you. He gave you understanding of you. And then you can love you, right? You can love you like nobody else natural because God loves you the best. But you can love you, right? Because now you understand you. Oh, now you can embrace you Now all the chains is falling off from that addictive behavior. God is showing you the love he had for you. Through his word, through your one-on-one, you all know they have been connected to this platform from the very beginning. God have always put it in me to share with you how he has shared with me that it must be a personal relationship. Yes, we have shepherds out here, those that was called and some that have called their own, called themselves. But even with that, we no longer have to go through man to get to the Father. Jesus said, you come through me. We don't have to do all that. That's why the word is important. That's why the person relationship, because you get to know God for yourself, who he is in your life, who he is to you and who you are, oh, how much he loved you. Through the word, his words, he will show you that. And so we have to walk in truth about the addictive behavior, because Satan loved that, whether it's the attitudes or the habits. He loved it to use it for his purpose. And see, he loved those type of things because he loved to bring in that condemnation spirit. Oh, he loved to bring that in there. But see, everything don't fall off at once. That's why we can never give in or give up. That's why we must believe, embrace, and walk in when God tells us there's no condemnation spirit in those that are our Christ. There's no condemnation because we all fall short. But it is your heart, and God know your heart, right? And the more you desire to be broke free from that addictive behavior, whether it's the attitudes or the habits, the stronger you become through the Holy Spirit. You just have to desire it. And one thing I'll tell you, because like I said, if God had done it for me, I'm trying to tell you, sister, girl, and brother, man, stand strong. Because he could do it to you too, right? But one thing I'm going to share with you with it, and like I said, I didn't have the attitudes, the self-rejection, self-hatred, self-condemnation, envy or jealousy, or low self-esteem. But I had the habits, okay? Even the gambling, right? I had the habits, okay? But when God was breaking those chains off of me, it was the word. It was the word. I don't know why I'm getting teary-eyed, but it was the word. Because I'm telling you, certain scriptures, you find the scripture that pull at your heart. And I would say things like, I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Do all things that Christ has strengthened me. Satan, you're the liar. The Lord rebuked you, Satan, off of my life, off it all, off of my hearing, off of my taste. I will war. And I'm going to tell you, when it changed, the strongest, the worst of the habit was me. And the last was smoking. And I'm telling you, when God broke that chain, when I was made free from smoking, do you know I bust out crying? The Holy Spirit told me that I was breaking that addiction over my bloodline from generation to generation. I bust out crying, and all I could do was scream and holler, we're free, we're free. Oh, we serve a mighty God. So I'm sharing that with you or anyone that's dealing with it. Hold on. Hold on. All victory is yours. All you got to do is hold on. Don't give up or give in so you can see your victory. All right? Praise God. Praise God. Now, the next one I want to talk about that. And it, then we'll go into addiction spirit. Okay, I was talking about that because that's ways that we open up to allow those spirits to come in, then stronghold, then a strong man, right? And one was addictive behavior, because we have to walk in truth. Ain't no getting around, sugarcoating nothing, right? Because, see, some of us walking around and we think that all this stuff happening to us and different things happening to us is because of something we did and all. But we have to understand, like this one right here. I want to do this one real quick because it is getting close to the time. Through inheritance. You inherited, through inherited, right? We call this the passing on of generational or bloodline spirits and power. See, we got to talk about that. And inheritance spirit gains interest through some vow, commitment, or self-curse that was made by an ancestor, or through some curse that was put on the descendants by our ancestors. Demon living people who parents or grandparents were in non-religion, Christian religion, or witchcraft, or court organizations, satanic, Freemasonry, Christian signs, and the like. The spirits get passed down through spiritual inheritances. Some generational spirits may cause similar emotional problems, sin, illness, and or corruption to exist in family members from generation to generational. I wanted to get this one in, right? That's what I was talking about. When God broke that addiction of smoking off of me, that's when the Holy Spirit let me know that that spirit, oh, and when I look back over my family, over the bloodline, that's just like the spirit of poverty. Are you kidding me? That's an inherited spirit. When you look at from generation to generation, everybody in poverty, oh, the devil is a liar. When you look from generation to generation and the alcoholic spirit, that demon is going, getting passed down from generation, the devil is a liar. So we have to understand that generational demons may be operating if we see in several generations of family such problems as alcoholism, depression, sexual perversion, extreme fearfulness, cancer, diabetes, or any other emotional or physical problems or besetting. Do you hear me? Being inherited. And see, I know what doctors say, but I hear what they say, but I don't receive it. You're not going to tell me because my grandmother had sugar diabetes, I will have it. The devil is a liar. My father tells me that I can have divine healing, that he has given us the power to heal our body. You hear what I'm saying, sister girl? Walking in spiritual authority would take us to go through the process of being truly healed from the inside out, dealing with roots of our problem, being willing to go through the process and seeing certain things and walking in truth. Oh, we see alcoholism in our family. Oh, well, Uncle so-and-so drunk, Grandpa over here. Nah, the devil is a liar. So I had to bring that one in before we end tonight. And so we talked about addicted behavior and through inheritance. And we talking about how these demons, how they are, how we become demonized. And it's a couple of other ways, but I wanted to bring in addictive behavior and to inherit, because I wanted to bring those in first because I wanted to share some of my testimony with it, right? Okay. The inheritance thing. Oh, please, I can go back down generation, a bunch of smokers. okay? Don't even talk about the alcoholism, okay? Depression, the devil is a liar. And don't even talk about sugar diabetes, because the doctor is quick to tell you, well, did your grandmother have it, or your great-grandmother, automatically trying to speak that thing in your life. You all know that this is our first year without Mother Hayes, and she was the mother over Sister Girl Network Inc. And God, I remember when God had me connect to her in such a way, it was about increasing my faith in health. I didn't understand it then, but I went with what God gave me. And she would say, I hear what you're saying to the doctor. She would say, I hear what you're saying, but I don't receive it. And they diagnosed her with Alzheimer's, and she lived, I think it was 5-6 years later. Normally, when they speak that thing into our loved one's life, they in 2 years, they've been wiped out. Clockwork. Now, look at that, though. See, that's what we have to look at. See, look at that. Do that look normal, that every single person that they diagnosed that with in 2 years, they're being wiped out? Either they have health deteriorate or they die. Now, come on. Come on, y'all. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Oh, praise God. And so I'm going to leave you with these words tonight, right, in the name of Jesus. I'm going to leave you with a ministering word, 1 John 1:8-10. 1 John 1:8-10. See, if we say that we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we made him a liar and his word is not in us. 1 John 1:8-10. That's why I talked about confession. And we have to talk about the rest of them. Oh, we ain't going nowhere. Because, see, we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to take us deep. We're going to allow the spirit of wisdom and revelation to penetrate so deep in us that when we walk in and our spiritual authority as it was intended through God sending his one and only begotten Son, woo, our light will so shine before men in the name of Jesus. So, I end with this. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the Holy Spirit with you all. Sister girl and brother man, you are all greatness. I love you. Peace be with you. Good night.